Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC. POC, welcome to Revive, man. It's a winning Wednesday here on Revive Radio. You already know what I need you guys to do out there, man. Spread the word, spread the message. We are now live here on Time for an Awakening, but you can find us at reviveisalive.com. Once again, that is reviveisalive.com. Go ahead and click that link in my bio, Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Revive_POC. Once again, Revive_POC. It's a winning Wednesday, man. It's the last day of Black History Month. It's the last day of February. We still partying all year, though. You know what I'm saying? Because Black Excellence is alive in 2018. Black Excellence is alive in 2018. Definitely, man. Especially with Black Panther. They just got, what, 700 mil? 700 mil? They doing it. God damn, they making people rich out here, man. They making people. The black dollar is so powerful and mighty, and they did it strategically during Black History Month, so everybody was ready to be, you know, Wakanda forever, man. Shout out to all the black people out there who supported Black Panther, but you definitely gotta go catch that movie with Dame Dash and Kanye West. Dame Dash and Kanye West. You gotta go. I'm gonna make sure Tab drop all the kind of gems when it comes to that movie, because Tab is definitely pushing that one. Rich Broke Forever, Dame Dash. Well, that's not the name of the movie. The Rich Broke Forever actually comes from Lil Duval. That's if you ever follow Lil Duval, he has like this mantra that he goes by is Rich Broke, and it really can change your mindset. Change your mindset when it comes to when you think you're broke, but you know you think you have money, but you really broke kind of situations. Yeah, he changes that mindset. You should listen to some of the podcasts and things that he do. And I'm speaking to the one and only Harmony, the goddess. What's up? We live in the Revive Studios. How you feeling tonight?
I'm feeling well. I'm feeling good. You know, I'm just blessed to be here. Sometimes you just got to take a deep breath and be like, look, I'm just glad to be here, because I can be anywhere else and life can be so much worse or so much better, but all you have is right now. So I'm blessed and highly favored. Thank you.
No, please don't ever do that again. No, for real. Don't ever do that again. But yes, man, you already know what time it is. And while we live, you already know I need you guys to give us a call, 215-490-9832. Once again, that number is 215-490-9832. Yo, Harmony, your birthday coming. How you feeling? March 3rd, Saturday. How you feeling, man? You better take another lap around the universe. How you truly feeling? You were just talking about being here right now, all of that, right? But what's up, AKA? How you feeling today?
Yes, yes, yes. So this is Harmony, the goddess, a.k.a. your walking incense, a.k.a. your soul food, not eye candy. But yes, my Earth Day birthday is coming soon. So everyone get ready, because it's going down and we're not in Chinatown. I'm excited, though, just to run another lap around the sun. I am truly, truly excited. And I'm looking forward to what life has in store for me for this year. I plan to, like, really wake up sunrise top of morning and just kind of get my mind together, go to a waterfront and just get it together and be at peace and not at pieces, because life can definitely be chaotic, y'all. Trust me, it can. And I know y'all understand. But, so I'm excited, and I just want to dance my... Can I say it? I'm grown. I just want to dance my ass off.
Wow, you get a little older, don't I act? getting a little older, don't I? Definitely, man. I'm excited, honestly, because also tomorrow is the jam. So we're going to be celebrating your birthday a little bit there at the Global Village tomorrow, man. The Village is going to the DMV. I'm really excited about that. The Village is going home, my home, right? And we definitely going to be in the building. Russell Brand, we will be vending tomorrow night at the jam. Also, Harmony the Goddess will be there vending too. Yo, Harmony, you ready for the DMV crowd? We always jammed up here in Philly. We never jammed in the DMV, man. I'm really excited. I know some of the some people who are going to be playing some instruments. I know some of the people who are going to be stepping up and getting a mic. I'm really excited about that.
You're going to be home. You're going to be in your environment. I'm going to just be looking at y'all feet the whole time. Be in y'all feet. But I'm going to be trying to be right with y'all. Because I think that energy is just going to be crazy. Like, that's just going to be dope. It's like the Global Village is dope already, but to be in a DMV area, oh, it's a whole nother type of wave over there.
You trying Jones who's talking about, I'm going to be looking at y'all feet. Definitely. I'm going to be catching that wave. I'm going to be beating my feet at all, man, especially if they playing them drums right. They got them saxophones going, man. I'm going to be with it already. The congos, if somebody come through with some congos tomorrow night, it's really going to get real, like for real. And I already know my homie Shima going to be there. She's going to be on the flute doing her thing, man. It's going to be an amazing. If you've never been to the jam, if you in Philly right now, you never been to a jam session, you know, by the Global Village, you need to be in the building, man. They have them almost every, I believe it's every second and fourth Thursday of the month. They are actually having one on Friday too. We're going to get that information for you guys a little bit later. But the information for, if you are in the DMV tomorrow, definitely pull up, save the date tomorrow, Thursday, March 1st, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. The address is 3901 Rhode Island Avenue. Be there or be square. Yes, and Harmony on it. All right, with the promo. Friday, the jam is going to be at 153 West Jefferson Street. They don't have an actual location for this one, but yeah, it's in Northern Liberties. It's in the Northern Liberties. They don't have a location name, I should say, but the address is 153 West Jefferson Street, Philadelphia, PA. So pull up on Friday, but tomorrow in the DMV, definitely be there or be square, man. It's going to be some amazing artists there that is going to literally just blow you away. It's a whole different kind of environment, different kind of energy, man. The poise that's going to be in there, the people that's going to be in there, it's going to be amazing. Incense burning. It's going to be that kind of night, for real, for real. If you got some crystals, please bring them out because they're going to get charged.
If I'm feeling really groovy, I just might hop on the mic.
Man, I ain't giving it up. It's like, nah.
But if not, I might just have to take somebody like guitar. So I can do both. You see what I'm saying? I'm a talented bee. I ain't going to give myself. You know what? Let me toot my own horn. Toot, toot.
Oh, my gosh. But, yes, I'm with it, definitely, man. I'm definitely going to be on the mic. I'm trying to throw Tab Money under the bus tomorrow night. Speaking of Tab Money going to be blessing the Revive Airways tonight. So make sure you guys stay locked to Revive Radio, man. Tab Money will be coming on around 8:30. She's going to bless us with Tab Money Habits. We wasn't able to do it last week because we were at the Philadelphia Fashion Week, which actually was amazing. They had an amazing time. Will Walker, one of our former guests, he was actually on there on, I believe, Saturday night, and he killed it with the his coats, his bubble jackets. He's really doing it. So shout out to Will Walker and a whole Banny Peru. They definitely doing their thing worldwide, for real. He just went to London Fashion Week and all that. Like, so he's really doing this thing. So once again, shout out to Will Walker and Banny Peru. But yes, your girl Tab Money will be coming through, blessing your airways tonight, man. She has a powerful message for you guys. We was actually talking about her a little bit before I jumped on the airways, so I already know she really about to get ready for you guys. So make sure you guys stay locked to Revive Radio so you can see Tab Money. Yo, Harmony, how you saving, though, for real? Speaking of Tab Money, before she even asks this question, have you been saving, especially it's your birthday? Like, do you have something saved to just, you know, celebrate the way you want to celebrate?
So are we being raw here or are we wrapping it up?
I don't know what you mean.
See, your mind just went a whole nother way. No, but I have been saving what I can been saving. But sometimes you have to dip into your savings and transfer it to your check-ins. You see, sometimes my bank account is, you know. But I have been saving, and ideally, I guess I can't celebrate the way that I want to celebrate, you know, take a trip. Oh, shout out, because I am taking a trip. But, So yeah, I am going to celebrate the way that I want to celebrate it. I had to think about it like, dang, I actually have everything that I'm, you know, that I'm asking or that I'm thinking or that I'm trying to manifest in my life. I already have that. It's just honestly understanding and connecting the dots with everything.
Did you just have an epiphany, like, live on air? Like, I just seen it all in your face. She was like, maybe it is adding up for me. All right, we're going to let you sit on that one. We're going to let you sit on that one. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, man. Right after this quick commercial break, it will be back up live here on Revive Radio, man. Once again, that telephone number is 215-490-9832. And we got a special guest for you guys, man. I ain't even introduced a special guest. We got a special guest live on Revive tonight. Boss Up Clothing will be coming through, blessing the airwaves. So make sure you guys stay locked here on Revive Radio. And you already know we got your girl Tab Money. It's me, your girl POC, host of Revive Radio. Follow us right now on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Revive_POC. We'll be right back.
Get set. It's all that.
What is it that you want to do?
Well, we want to be free. We want to be free to do what we want to do. And we want to get loaded. And we want to have a good time.
And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Not a Wu-Tanger.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
You have the power to stop bullying.
Speak up.
Speak out.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference.
Bullying isn't kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Or to walk to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time.
All I need is one mic.
You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time.
About that time.
It's your girl POC.
Yep, you know what time it is. It's me, your girl, POC, host of Revive, man. We are now locked into Revive Radio, man. I'm reviving your airways each and every winning Wednesday here on Time for the Awakening from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. So I need you guys to spread the word, spread the message, man, each and every winning Wednesday. And you already know each and every Sunday we here with that good Sunday morning talk radio from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. So I need you guys to spread the word. Tune in. You can actually tune in two different ways. You can go to reviveisalive.com, click that link in my bio, or you can go directly to tune in. You can either download the app or go to the website and just search Time for an Awakening. You hear me both each and every Wednesday and each and every Sunday, man. So make sure you guys stay tuned. And I need you guys to subscribe to that Revive newsletter, man. That Revive newsletter come out once a month. And we also are starting to put a little tidbit each and every week out for you guys too, so you can know what's coming up each and every week, man. So I need you guys to go ahead and subscribe to that Revive newsletter, and you can do that at reviveisalive.com. Once again, that is reviveisalive.com. And definitely shot with us today. I gotta go through my little annual checklist. Shot with us today, man, right now. cbelifestyles.com. Tab Money got some more information about that coming through when she blessing the airways. So definitely go to cbelifestyles.com if you're looking for that Revive gear, that Russell Brand gear, man. Definitely stay tuned. We got some sneaky stuff coming up, man. This spring collection is gonna be mean, so definitely stay tuned, man. But yo, you know what I was thinking? I walked in the studio and I just knew somebody was gonna be in here throwing some ones. You know what I'm saying? Charlamagne, Envy, and Angela got blessed this morning, man. I just knew somebody was gonna be in here throwing some ones. Like, what's up? You know what I'm saying? With my safari. Shit. You know what I'm saying? God damn. I can't even get no heat. Cold as shit in this joke. Like, nah, I'm playing for real. But yes, man, I was mad as I don't know what. I'm like, yo, Charlamagne over there on his knees like, yo, you think I'm not going to pick this up? Yo, would you have picked it up?
I would have picked every daggone dollar. You want to be a fool and throw your ones because you want to prove yourself? Oh, go right on ahead. I'm getting hit with his hat, his telephone hat. I would have had two of them on both sides.
He was like, we got money Bluetooth for the old heads. He's too funny. But yes, man, Safari went into the Breakfast Club this morning and decided that he wanted to throw money while they was playing his song. I'm like, what? And this song, I don't know. I haven't listened to it all the way through, but I kept hearing a little bit, you know what I'm saying, here and there. And I started it, but then I had to just push pause for a second. I never got back to it. So I don't know. Like, it didn't really catch my ear yet. Maybe it's one of those songs you got to listen to over and over and over again. Have you listened to it?
I haven't listened to it. I think the most that I heard was on the Breakfast Club when he was throwing the money. And I was, like, jamming with it because I was, like, trying to emphasize, you know, what is the word?
Emphasize
me picking up them dollars. So that's as much as I heard. And I don't, for me, it's, the beat is a little catchy, but I haven't listened to the words. Like, I listen to music for its message. Like, what is the message that you, like, even give it out? All I seen was she twerking in the studio, you throw dollars. So I don't know.
You were just singing Barty Cardi yesterday. Like, you was all on, you know, the entire 21 Savage verse. Like, how you gonna talk about you? You just can't, no. How are you gonna sit here and say music with a message and you was just partying to 21 Savage, bruh? That was your wave.
That's gonna be my phrase all weekend.
21 Savage. Hey.
But no, what I'm saying is I like music with messages. But I can, you know, party and get down and, you know, I'll be a little ratchet sometimes and twerk. My little booties matter. So Wakanda forever. But what I'm saying is I haven't listened to it to really understand what is he talking about. Like, is he just talking about shaking A and throwing money?
Yes, he is. That's what he's talking about. Okay. So at the end of the day.
That's why he's swinging with the pickles.
No, that is Safari. I'm talking about 21. You just confused everybody.
I'm talking about Safari's music. I haven't heard what he's talking about in that song. So I need to listen to it.
Nah, you was trying to talk about that Purple Pickles. If you were going to talk about it, boss up and say what you going to talk about. That's what it was. You was definitely talking about that. Yo, that was actually crazy. That was actually crazy. I can't wait to actually hear the interview so I can see what he actually said about, you know, his nudes leaking and how he felt about it.
You know, I have a question, though. What you was about to say? I have a question because it makes me think how people are like, women are like praising this because it's speechless.
Get it out.
It's speechless. It's okay. It's speechless. But so people are talking about his Purple Pickle and you have all these celebrities like, oh, you can swing it this way. But if a female comes out with a sex tape or anything that is selling sex, let's just say that, or any body parts are showing or they show their bodies, it's a whole nother story. Oh, she's this, she's that, she's a hoe. Like, why is that? I mean, not asking you, but just like, do you?
No, ask me.
Why is that?
Yeah, ask me. It's like, no, I don't even have like a something really too deep to say, because that's what everybody would say. I go too deep. But no, I don't have anything too deep to say. But yes, I do see your point, definitely, when you talk about like how women are judged based on, you know, them, I guess you can use the word exploiting their bodies. Yeah. Because I would feel like he was exploited, the fact that if a person actually leaked them and he didn't leak them, then yes, he was exploited. But I think it's because how, you know, women are characterized, you know, the different roles that society sees us in. And, you know, we are supposed to be, you know, freaks in the sheets, but ladies, what it was like, I'm a lady in the streets, but freak in the sheets, something like that. Yeah. So no, that's not what I'm saying. You went too far, but yes, I'm saying like, I think that's mainly one reason too, just how, you know, women are characterized. And that puts a lot of pressure on us to feel like we have to, you know, be covered to be sexy or this, that, and the third. But I do believe that you can be sexy either way. But at the same time, enough is enough. You have to know, you know, when to draw the line. And that's for everyone, you know, man or woman. So it's not just one gender. I feel like him, you know, having his nudes everywhere is completely inappropriate. You know what I mean? I don't know if he has kids now, but if he, you know, gets kids, he has kids later on, they will be able to find that information. You know what I mean? So either way, it's definitely inappropriate, especially if he's in the limelight like he is in, you know, he's sort of what they call a celebrity. So, you know, that's not something you want to, every time you walk into a club or every time you walk into a venue, someone's always asking you a question about, you know what I'm saying, about the Purple Pickle. So I think that there's always a way to draw the line, just like Kim Kardashian. That was like, what, 10 years ago? And people are still talking about her and Ray J. Like, she's been with how many other people? She has had how many babies with Kanye? Two. Just saying. But yeah, so it's just like,
I still think it's a publicity stunt though, just for his song to get like real hype about his music. It's a perfect time. Like, I don't know, like, people do a lot. What I'm learning is that people do things strategically, and so it, like, all of a sudden your news just come out and you got a song coming out. Like, maybe I'm a conspiracy theorist, but at the same time, I'm also thinking, like, people do things strategically, and that brought a lot of attention to him, and now people are paying attention to, like, oh, he a rapper? Because I didn't even know he was a rapper. Like, come on.
Definitely. I feel you on that, like, because everybody known him for being Nicki Minaj's boyfriend, you know what I mean? And then everyone known him as the guy that Meek Mill's just, you know, just played with, you know? So he never really had, you know, his own thing. But he has been on Love and Hip Hop, though. So he did make a name. Well, I don't know if he made a name because I don't watch Love and Hip Hop. But he did put something out there with, you know, Love and Hip Hop so he can stay relevant. So, you know, like you said, people do things strategically. I don't know if Safari, because people have been talking about the print. Well, like, when I actually went and did some, like, research on it to actually see, like, what is this all about, what everybody keep talking about, people actually have been talking about his print. Not to keep talking about him, and his, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's like, but people actually been talking about his print for a very long time. So, at the end of the day, it was something that he may have known that people actually wanted to see, or just, you know what I'm saying, be with the whole time. But, you know what I'm saying, it could definitely be. But at the end of the day, let's just stop talking about Safari. Way too much energy towards Safari and his purple pickle, man. But yes, man, it's another Winning Wednesday here on Revive Radio, man. I need you guys to give us a call. 215-490-9832. Tell us how your Black History Month was. I want to hear from somebody out there. Let us know how your Black History Month was. How did you celebrate? Did you do anything? Did you do any service? Did you give back? Did you volunteer? What did you do this Black History Month, you know, to be a part of the culture, to be next to your brother, next to your sister? Like, what did you actually do? Harmony, I'm putting you under the bus.
Always,
man. What did you do? What did you do? Did you do anything?
I was Black every day.
365, 24/7.
I was Black every day. That's what I did.
Stay Black.
I mean, that's supposed to happen. But I think, like, when you think of Black History in my life, people always think, like, you know, you think of Martin Luther King, you think of, you know, Rosa Parks, Harriet Tubman, like all of that, right? Because that's what we were taught in our, you know, in our schools growing up. But it's like, still, just like Martin Luther King birthday, we celebrate and we give back. We try to do service, we volunteer, we do whatever we need to do to help in a helping hand. I think that's what Black History Month is for. And just think about all the different events that happened, though. We got invited to a lot of different Black History Month events. It's a lot of things that's happened. I know Congress Heights Ultra Cultural Center, you know, Kiana, she had a lot. She had tons of events, you know, surrounding the Black History Month and culture in general. So that's what I was asking. I just want to know, like, what did you do to be a part? Did you go to an event? Did you, you know, have a different conversation? Did you read a book? Anything? Did you look up a Black History fact? Harmony, like, did you do anything? Did you find something new? Did you get a piece of history?
I'm not going to even lie to you. I'm really not. And just because I'm very big on not just limiting our history to 28 days, so I want to learn around it all year round. So, I mean, I guess, you know, I can get the tap on the wrist and I let me think about that because you put me on a spot. I'm a little slow thinker, but I believe I did do a few things this month, but I'll get back to y'all, back to you, POC.
All right, I'm gonna stop throwing you under the bus.
What did you do?
I did some volunteer. I did some volunteer stuff. And then also what I did too was I really try to do like a good deed every time I saw a homeless person. I really try to do a good deed every time I saw a homeless person. And that was something that I was able to keep. Like, and the crazy part is on, I believe it was Monday. It was just Monday that just passed. It was a gentleman standing outside the store that I was going into. He was asking for some money. And for me, I don't necessarily give money. I always try to give food or something, whether it's clothes, food, whatever, something like a tangible item. And besides money, because money can be tangible too, but whatever. So, yeah, so I went to the store, came out, and everybody who walked past him just kept ducking him because he probably worked that store a lot. You know what I mean? But yeah, so I gave him some cupcakes. He was like, bless you. I told you I was hungry. I keep telling him I'm hungry. And I was like, all right, do your thing. Like, just do your thing. Yeah. So that made me happy. You know what I'm saying? Because he's like, finally, somebody took me serious. And I was like, yeah, I took you serious. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that was one thing that made me happy. But that was just something that I said myself. I was like, yo, all month, I'm going to try to do something. Even though I do agree with you, Black History Month is definitely something, you know, that should be celebrated 365, 24/7. You know what I'm saying? Because Black excellence is alive. You hear me? So, yes, I agree with you on that. But you have, I just feel like February is the love month, you know what I'm saying? It's the month that you should just be loving. It should be tight. You should be squeezing, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like service and volunteer and whatever should be done too during the month that they call Black History Month.
I mean, if you're talking in harmony to goddess, every day we spread in love. Every day we be in Black. Every day we celebrate in each other. Every day we are connecting with each other. But I do agree with you. February is Black History Month, Love Month, and all other types of months, birthdays, all of that. But that's a great, you know, thing that you did for the homeless, because a lot of people really do just walk past them. And then my mother always taught me, like, don't give them money. Well, not don't give them money, but, like, it's not good to give them money because you don't know what they're doing with that money. And you could be contributing to maybe one of their bad habits,
that are not favorable or not actually benefit them in living an optimal life and actually destructing them. So what you did, I thought that was a blessing to him, because I'm sure he, you know, took that in pride, because I do that all the time. I do that often. I'm very, very, very generous. Like, if I see you and you're walking, like, on a highway or something, I would, like, look in my car if I got a water bottle or anything. So, you know, we need more people like you helping one another. We need to help one another, and we need to be there for one another, because times is hard and not everybody have it just to give. But what you could give, maybe you can give advice, maybe you can give a water, maybe you could, you know, go in the store and give a honey bun. Doesn't matter, but just give something. It doesn't always have to be tangible. Let me, okay.
You was definitely about to have a whole moment in there. You was about to have, I was trying, you know what I'm saying? I was trying, because I felt like, you know what I'm saying, some service should be done. But definitely, we about to go to a quick commercial break, man. Right after this quick commercial break, we'll be up with your girl, Tab Money for Tab Money Habits. Stay tuned to Revive Radio. Once again, that call is 215-490-9832. Make that call right now, 215-490-9832. And you already know your girl, Tab Money, got a question of the day for you, man. So I need you guys to tune in right now. Spread the word, spread the message. We are now live on ReviveIsAlive.com. Once again, ReviveIsAlive.com. Tune in. It's Meet Your Girl, POC.
Young, my dad would smoke everywhere we went. He would smoke in the house, in the car, at his job, and even outside of my school when he would pick me up. And I remember I would beg him to stop, explaining to him how I was worried about his health. And in response, he would always tell me, "Son, your dad's a superhero. Nothing bad will ever happen to me." 15 years later, he was right. Nothing bad ever happened to him. But I was diagnosed with lung cancer after never picking up a cigarette in my life. Choosing to smoke affects everyone. Not just you.
Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. Welcome to Revive. It's about that time. All I need is one mic. You know what time it is. Open up your ears. You know what time it is. Open up your mind. It's about that time. It's your girl, POC. Hey! It's your girl, POC. Hey! Yep, yep, you know. know what time it is, man. It's a winning Wednesday here on Revive. So you already know, man, we reviving airways from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. here on Revive Radio. Spread the word. Spread the message. Once again, you can go to TuneIn. You can either download the app or go directly to the website and just search Time for the Awakening. And you're going to meet your girl POC live each and every Wednesday from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m., man. Yo, while I'm thinking about it, Harmony, real quick before we get Tab on the mic, I want to redo my song. I've been saying that since January. I need my intro redone ASAP, man. If you somebody who can bless me with a Jingle 2000 Jamie Foxx style, hit me up right now, revive.poc@gmail.com. Once again, that's revive.poc@gmail.com. Man, we got your girl Tab Money about to bless the airways. Yo, Tab, what it do? How you feeling?
What's popping? What's good?
Chilling, Tab Money in the house.
You already. How's your day going?
The day is cool. It's a winning Wednesday here on Revive, man. I'm blessed to be back on the mic on a Wednesday. We missed you last Wednesday because we had to go get cute. You know what I'm saying? We was at the Philadelphia Fashion Week 2018. So we apologize, Tab, but we blessed to have you back on this Wednesday. Thank you for throwing us the oop.
Hey, it's all good. It's all good. I'm just glad to be able to have an opportunity and a platform to do what I do each and every other Wednesday. You feel me?
No doubt, no doubt. What you got for the people today, man? How you about to bless them one time?
All right, so today we're talking about how to manage during a financial crisis. How to manage during a financial crisis.
And that is a good one, man. How to manage during a financial crisis, dog. Do you know how many of us is going through a financial crisis right now, Ted?
Pretty much all of us.
Yo.
All of us.
But, Ted, how we going to get them through this struggle? Like, how we going to manage them through the struggle?
All right, so in the struggle, there's some key things that you can do to manage or solve your financial problems. The biggest thing that I'm going to tell you to do, like I've been telling you from the beginning, is to write down everything that you spend on. Everything, every expense needs to be written down in a journal, in an app, and whatever you want to call it, QuickBooks, everything needs to be written down so that you can identify what your financial crisis is actually occurring. Next, the basic thing what I want to do, because most people have financial crises due to credit, due to loans, due to just spending more than...
Yo,
Tab. So the next thing...
Tab, before we get to the next step, can we actually break this first step down just a little bit?
I mean, if you've been paying attention since Tab Money Habits in the beginning, writing down your expenses is pretty much self-explanatory. If you go to the store and you buy a piece of gum, 25 cents, lemonade, write that down. If you go on to the liquor store and you spend $30, write that down. You buy weed, write that down. You get your hair done, get a new purse. Gas, food, groceries, it don't matter. If you're spending money, I need you to write it down. Self-explanatory.
All right. Thank you.
The next step I'm going to need y'all to do is, again, I need you to recognize that you only need to spend what you have. So only cash. You need to live on cash for a minimum of 2 weeks just to bounce back. So if you don't have the cash, you don't need the item, the product, the merchandise, whatever you're trying to buy. If you literally don't have it in cash, leave it at the store. Leave it at the store. The next thing I need you to do is I need you to budget. So, again, we're going back to the beginning of Tab Money Habits when we learned to budget. I need you to project what you're going to spend for the month, line item by line item. So, if you know you got to pay your car note, if you know you got to pay your credit card bills, if you know you got to pay your student loans, if you know you got to pay Peter or whoever you owe money to, if you know you got to pay for your hair done, which is an option. I hope you guys stay for all your extracurricular activities. I just need you to basically budget that for the month. So, again, we're going to identify where the financial crisis is happening. Once we analyze our spending habits, boom, I see I'm spending too much on drinking. I see I'm spending too much on purses. I'm spending too much on shoes. When we budget for the next month, we're going to make sure that I'm only going to spend this much on drinking. Oh, you know what? I'm not even going to go shopping this month. I'm just going to estimate a whole shopping expense on my shopping budget, and we just going to chill for the next 2 months on that. That's what I need you to do. It's really all about analyzing your consumer diet. And then another thing, how you can manage a financial crisis is I tell people find ways to bring in extra income. So everybody know the octopus model that I preach. You need at least like 8 different streams of income. So you need to find different hustles. What other ways can you make money to bring in more income? So your so your income can be higher than your expenses, so that way you can be profiting. You can be in the profit side of things versus the loss side of things.
10.
And be realistic with yourself. That's the main thing that I'm going to say as well, because like when you set these goals, I need you. Even when I tell POC, we're like, oh, I'm trying to do this, and I'm like, what does your everyday look like? What is your every week look like?
Your phone is making a static sound. I need you to hang up and give us a call right back, man. I need you to hang up. You dropping too many gems for people not to catch these, man. Hang up and give us a call right back, definitely, so we can go ahead and grab everything you're telling us. I'm actually going to take it to a quick commercial break just so we can get the phone right and locked in so we can get you right, all right? Man, you already know what time it is. It's Meet Your Girl, POC, host of Revive Radio. We just had to go to a quick commercial break so Tab can get her phone right. She got Sprint, y'all. Don't judge her, man. Don't judge her. She got Sprint. We're going to go to a quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we'll be back with your girl, Tab Money, with Tab Money Habits. Stay locked to Revive Radio, man. Make sure you spread the word, spread the message. It's Meet Your Girl, POC. Proof of consciousness. Man, it's me, your girl POC. You now back live with me here on Revive Radio, man. Once again, spread the word, spread the message. Each and every Wednesday, we are live here on Time for the Making It, man. Spread the word, spread the message. Yo, Tab Money, you back? You good?
I am back. You told me, am I good? Because I was sounding clear. Everything was clear on my end.
You good? I told everybody not to judge you, man. I told them you had Sprint.
Oh, yeah, I do got Sprint, y'all. I'm on a budget. I don't pay for no Apple Music. I don't pay for no Tidal, none of that.
No,
I do basic Sprint. Just give me my point A to point B.
Well, you need to be in Wi-Fi if you're going to be, you know what I'm saying, jumping on the airways. You need to be in Wi-Fi with that Sprint cellular data.
Wi-Fi connected, so laptops up, all my tablets up, and we all connected and booming. So that's why I'm like, I'm good on this, and I don't know what it's like on your end.
We good over here, baby. All right, get back into it. You was telling them why it's important they should be writing it down. You was telling them that you need to save. You was telling them all that good stuff. Go ahead and let them know.
All right, so yeah, I'm going to go ahead and read y'all the steps for y'all. But basically, again, I was telling you, you need to write down all of your expenses to identify where the crisis, financial crisis, is happening. So you can literally, once you analyze your consumer diet, you can be able to point out, like, boom, on this day, such and such happened. I found myself overspending in these categories. And once we start analyzing our consumer diet, we need to only live on cash for the most part. Everybody keeps asking me, like, what's up with the credit card? Should I get a credit card? I need to boost my credit. No. Credit on a credit and actually is going to mess you up because most people are not disciplined enough for a credit card. So what I need you to do is only live on cash. If you do not have the cash, then I need you to leave that item, merchandise, product at the store. It is not for you.
I got a question for
okay.
you. I got
and
a question
okay.
for you.
Not for you.
So my question to you is, what is a good amount? What's an average amount for a person to live off for 2 weeks? You talk about 2 weeks with straight cash. Does that include paying your bills and everything too? Because, you know, people don't even take cash no more.
I said live on cash. So it doesn't, like, paying your bills, you already know. If you got to pay your bills, I would prefer. It depends if you can go to the spot sometimes. I'm not going to say sometimes, but a few times you can pay your bills with a check or money order and send it in the mail. Or you can do it with a card. But what I literally mean by living on is your day-to-day expense. If you're not paying your bills every day, you're not paying your mortgage every day, you're not paying your rent every day. I'm talking about the cash that goes from, or the when you swipe to go get gas, when you go get food, when you go shopping, when you go in, like I said, a piece of gum. It doesn't matter what you spend your money on. I need you to only live in cash. So if you don't have no money to eat, you guess what? You're just not eating today. Like, if you don't have no money for no gas, guess what? You need to walk or get on the bike.
You straight savage. You are telling people to walk?
Son, like, and that's the difference between, I'm not going to just call it straight like it is. That's the difference between our culture as colored people versus people who are in different cultures like the Jewish, Asians, Middle Easterns, white people. They live without. They don't try to force it and say, like, son, I need this and this and that. No, I literally see people wear the same clothes over and over and over and over and over again, and they live without. And they got the biggest houses. They got the most money. They got the most money in stocks, the most investments, and they driving the best cars. But you would never know that by the way that they dress and what their shoes look like. So, yeah, if you don't have the money for gas, I need you to walk, son. I need you to jog. I need you to run there. I need you to bike there.
And I
for 2 weeks,
on that one.
At a minimum, so you get back on your feet where you can afford gas. Don't put yourself in a deeper hole because now you're going, oh, son, I don't feel like walking. I don't feel like riding my bike. So now you're going to put yourself in a deeper financial hole than where you are right now in the present moment. And it's going to be an uphill battle. And if everybody knows, like, if you read The Art of War, you want to know you want to fight downhill. You don't want to fight going uphill.
That's a fact. And I actually believe on that one, too, because the man himself, you know what I mean? The man has everybody's attention, everybody's money in his pockets, you know, spiritually right now at this point is Steve Jobs. Like, that man literally wore the same thing, did the same thing, you know, for years, and then Apple just became everything. It just took over. And he literally, if you read his autobiography, he tells you the same thing Tab just said. Like, it's not about what was going through. People thought, you know, he was tripping out and he was just working to get somewhere. And that's exactly where Apple came from. You know what I mean? Being able to understand that concept of being rich, broke. Tab, I was telling them earlier a little bit about Lil Duval, rich, broke concept. Explain that to him.
It's basically living within your means. Like, you're rich in spirit, for one. And the fact that little Duval, even though he has all of this money, he's not going to, even Dave Chappelle is the perfect protege. I see him and the other African comedian, they were together. The African comedian, I forgot his name, I want to go up so bad.
Yo, your service sucks.
Go.
Yo, Tab, your service sucks, man. I can't hear nothing she's saying. Like, yo, Tab, please put yourself in a comfortable situation with some Wi-Fi, baby. We can't hear nothing you saying. Every time you get all hype, it cuts right off. Like, what's up? Yo, Harmony, was you feeling her, though? Have you been writing it down? Have you been writing it down, Harmony?
I actually, somebody bought me a bill organizer for the year of 2018 and 2019, so... for February, it's my first month of starting, and yes, I have been writing down, like, not necessarily everything that I'm buying, but for the most part, I'm writing down a lot of things, and I do see an area where I spend the most. It has something to do with eating.
It has a lot to do. I know I spend a lot of money on food, definitely. Yo, Ted, what's up with your service, man? You good?
I live in Southeast, y'all. There's no service in the hood. I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Every time you get hype, you just get cut off. Like, what you were saying, though? What you were saying?
Hey, you know, bro.
Stop getting like, hype. I can't hear you. Man, Tab ruining the segment, man. I was definitely getting into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to think if I can live off cash for 2 weeks, like, just not swiping my card. Like, that's really, it's not, I'm not going to say it's, like, really hard, but I would have to be super disciplined, and I would have to hold myself accountable for a lot. Like, those just little tidbit things, I'm like, yo, I just want this right now. You know, those things, like, that I know that I don't need, but just because I know I got $2, like, I just want to spend it right quick. Yeah, those, like, so I want to try it. And that's one of my questions I need Tab to give me an answer to. Like,
I'm on it.
What's a good average, Tab? What's a good average?
It's on the person. It's based on the, I'm not even going to say bio individuality. It's based on the financial individuality of the person. So if you know that, son, I whatever your crisis situation is, you know, like, son, I'm only going to put $200 for 2 weeks. But me, a person like me, I probably, as long as I got groceries and I can pack my lunch every day, I don't need no money. I ain't spending no money for 2 weeks, son. If as long as I got groceries and I can pack my lunch every day and I got a ride to work, I'm not spending no money. Like, I literally go 3 weeks, 4 weeks without spending money only on groceries. And of course, I take care of my bills, but all that extra stuff, then I'm walking. You know, you already know me. I got rid of my car. I'm walking, riding a bike. Yeah, but cutting costs.
What about for those days when you like, yo, I've been working hard. You know what I'm saying? I just want a good meal. I don't feel like cooking tonight. Or what about one of those days you like, you know, Black Panther, a dope movie just dropped. Like, I feel like I want to treat myself. Or I'm about to go out and I haven't been out in a long time with my friends. So I want to go out and I want to buy me something new to wear. Like, do you blame a person for doing that? Can they spend in cash on that?
I don't blame a person, but I'm just going to be straight up with that person. It's like, that's the reason why you broke. That's exactly what I'm going to say. Yeah, I want to see Black Panther, but guess what? I pay my Comcast bills, so I'm going to wait till that drink come out. Comcast is already paid for once. You feel me? It's the way that you think. Like, no, just because I want to treat myself, I've been consistent for a short amount of time. People think they go a whole month or 2 weeks is consistent. I need to treat myself. No, son, let me see you go 3 months. Let me go see you go 6 months. Let me see you go 8 months. Go a year and then treat yourself. Like me, I go a whole year before, like I go birthday to birthday before I treat myself. I'm not going to go shopping, buy me no new purse to treat myself. Maybe I might go out to eat every now and then because, like, yeah, I do, like, and I'm a foodie. But if I want to treat myself, I'm going to stack my bread and I'm going to go out to country. I'm going to buy me a flight to treat myself. I'm not going to go see Black Panther to go treat myself to Dickens. I'm not about to make nobody else rich. I'm over here broke. Like, I'm in a hole. I owe these people. Some of us are up to Andy, our armpits in debt, but yeah, we can go and get a new Michael Kors bag or get the new J's that come out or we can go get bottles and spend $50-$60 in a bar Friday night, Saturday night, and Thursday night, and then again on brunch on Sunday every week. Like, that's not smart. That's why you're gonna still be broke. That's why you live paycheck to paycheck versus the people who's like, you know what, son? I'm going to just go hard for a whole year. I'm going to go hard for 6 months. And then next year, I'm going to treat myself. All my friends going to be, even like my friends look at me now and wonder how I get to travel, do all this and do all of that. You never see me buy any new clothes unless you see me supporting another black business or another small business. And then I'm going to rock their stuff. But you never see me in the mall unless I'm buying something for somebody else who don't got nothing. I'm going to save my money. I'm going to put work because I know that I want to go to Jamaica in March. I want to go to Nigeria in April, and I want to go back to Cancun in July.
Big facts.
You feel me?
Big facts. But so to bring this full circle, 360, how can this help somebody who is going through a financial crisis?
Again, like I said, the living on cash for 2 weeks will help you be disciplined, and that's the key thing. It's just like I kind of compare it to food because you know I do nutrition literacy as well. But if you want to see results, you have to be consistent over time. Like, literally, if you want to get out of that hole, not temporarily but for good, and to a point that you can make it a habit and you're doing it without even knowing you're doing it, you just have to be disciplined and stick to it and know that your end goal is way more important than this moment goal. Because your end goal is to be financially free, not to treat yourself.
That is a fact. That is a fact. It's like the long-term effect, you know what I mean, of your short-term goals. It's like, where can it actually take you? Where do you actually want to go? And you got to think longer than... But then what about the moments where you actually just want to stay present, though, Tab? Like, what about those moments where, you know what I mean, you have the cash for the present moments and the present opportunity, and then you just make, you know, instant decisions with the cash, such as, you know, your friend like, yo, I'm about to go to, like you said, take a trip. I'm about to go to, you know, Miami for the weekend. You want to go, but you know you really don't have the money, but you want to travel. Like, what about those, like, that instant cash?
And going back to Lil Duval and his rich broke thing, because you talk about this as well, like instant gratification, how long does that last? And how does that instant gratification move you forward, or does it put you in a going backwards? Like, if you tell me you about to go take a trip just because of instant gratification and it run you at 500 and you already in the whole 2000, now you're in the whole 2500. That don't make no sense just because you want to end the aggressive gratification to have fun right now.
That's lit. That's lit, man. What's your final words for the people tonight, man? What's your final words? You just dropped some major gems. And I'm going to be honest with you, Tab. I have not been writing down my spending habits, honestly. I have not.
I mean, and you already know. You know for a fact. You can be a testimony to your financial situation. Because are you financially well right now? If you look at yourself on a financial wellness scale from being optimal or poor, where would you fit? Knowing that you have been lacking on the discipline of financial literacy. And me knowing your business, you like close to the poor.
Definitely, man. I'm rich broke.
Being honest.
I'm rich broke, man. You hear me? I'm rich broke, definitely.
Hey, so let me end on two things. I'm going to end on the rich broke example again. When I said with Dave Chappelle, he had on the Hanes tee and Levi's jeans and a pair of Chucks, and he's the wealthiest man in the room. And then the other comedian who had on the gold chains, who had on the Gucci, all this extra stuff, and he's not making nowhere near much as Dave Chappelle, and he's looking like a fool. Like, and this Dave Chappelle, you already know how he sells out, rocks out, but think about it. Like, it's all the perception. You don't have to wear, the exterior is not what counts. What you see on the outside is not what's valid. It does not hold any weight. Everybody thinks the exterior holds weight. It's the interior that holds the weight. So I'm going to leave you with that rich broke lifestyle. Just, like, pay attention to Lil Duval. He'd be on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, letting, just enlightening people, but in a funny, comedic way. And it's so dope. Study him and Dave Chappelle, and you'll get hip to see how. And you know who else is lit on the rich broke? Is Jim Carrey. Like, if you pay attention to those three, and they all comedians, that's the funny thing about it. If you pay attention to those three, you'll understand, like, how you can be wealthy and still be live within your means.
That's a fact.
Like, just because you're making a million don't mean you gotta spend hundreds of thousands of dollars.
That's a fact too. Yo, Chad, before I let you go ahead and drop that Dame Dash movie again. I couldn't think of the name. Go ahead and drop that movie for me.
Honor Up. That's what I need y'all to do. I need y'all to support Honor Up. It's on major platforms, in the theaters, on Comcast, Xfinity. I think I need things like Netflix, Dame Dash Studios. Like, Dame Dash got his own network. People don't even know that. Like, he's going to be the next Netflix, and he's Black-owned. There's a few other Black-owned streaming companies, but please pay attention to Dame Dash Studios and support so that he can be as popular and as big as Netflix one day.
No doubt, no doubt. Let's super exceed Netflix. You hear me? Black-owned, man. This Black excellence is alive. But definitely go ahead and tell the people how they can find you. Tell the people that you're going to be live tomorrow at the Village. Let the people know Russell Brand. Pull up to that vending machine, man. Pop out.
Yes, so I'm going to leave y'all with this Frederick Douglass quote, because it is the last day of Black History Month, and this was his quote on Frederick Douglass, buyers and sellers of men. I hear the doleful wail of fettered humanity on the way to the slave markets, where the victims are to be sold like horses, sheep, and swine, knocked off to the highest bidder. There I see the tenderness ties ruthlessly broken to gratify the lust, the caprice, and the rapacity of the buyers and the sellers of men. My soul sickens at the sight. Frederick Douglass.
Frederick Douglass.
Gotta think about it. Let me try to think about that. And this was a quote, a money quote, on saying on his July 5th speech in 1852 at the Rochester's Ladies Anti-Slavery Society, that evil men sold slaves like animals in the northern U.S. where slavery was outlawed. And you already know how Frederick Douglass started the U.S. Treasury and all that. So I just want to drop y'all some money quotes on Frederick Douglass and how what shifted his mind to become thinker of money, to be able to fund the U.S. Treasury that we all are tied to today.
Definitely, man. And he taught us something that he didn't even know he was teaching us, which to, you know what I mean, pay attention to every move, everything that you make, and don't trust everybody when it comes like to that situation, because definitely he got robbed. He definitely got robbed.
Right, definitely. He definitely got robbed. He got bamboozled. So yeah, don't keep your information to yourself. But you already know, it's Tab Money. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at CBE Lifestyle, CBELifestyle.com. If I bang with you, you can hit me on my personal page at Tab Money. The O is the zero because we bought them O's. Tomorrow, POC, Harmony the Goddess, and myself will be live at the Global Village Jam and DMV at, it's on 3901 Rhode Island Avenue. It's going to be at the Gateway Art Center.
All right, let's
pull up. Let me make sure I got that right. It's at the Gateway Media Arts Lab. That's what I need. It's on Rhode Island Avenue, Mount Rainier, D.C. I need y'all to be there. Show up. Come jam with us. Bring your instruments. Bring your live painting. Hop on the mic. I'm trying to get POC to get on the mic, y'all. So she's been writing her balls. We've been in the studio working. So just be ready for POC. She get on the mic tomorrow. But the stage. She might not know it yet.
Nothing.
But she won't be on.
But Tab, our next guest, man, is going to be Afro Soko. So you thinking about tomorrow with the jam. Man, if you ain't never heard of Afro Soko, I need you guys to tune in right now, man. This music, the way it makes you move your body, Tab, have you ever heard of Afro Soko?
I have, and I do like to move my body, so you are right now.
Oh, my God. They about to be up next live here on Revive, man. Tab, we appreciate you coming through each and every second of Fourth Wednesday and definitely blessing us today, because we didn't get a chance to listen to you live last week. But definitely, man, I appreciate you. We're going to see you tomorrow live in D.C. for the Village, man, the Global Village. Peace.
One love.
Yes, man. Once again, we got Afro Soko coming through, blessing the Revive airways tonight, man. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Spread the word. Spread the message. We are now live at reviveisalive.com. Once again, reviveisalive.com. Give us a call, 215-490-9832. Once again, 215-490-9832. Yo, Harmony, you ready for this next guest?
I'm
super ready. And like Tad Money said, I likes to move my body.
I'm definitely ready to rule my body, man. We're going to go to this quick commercial break. Right after this quick commercial break, we'll be up with Afro Soko. Stay tuned.
Hello. Yes. Can I ask a few questions about the apartment on Park Street?
What was your name?
My name? My name is Juan Hernandez.
It's been rented.
Oh, it's gone. Hello. My name is Sanjay Kumar. I am calling about the apartment on Park Street.
It's not available.
Not available?
Hello. My name is Tyrone Washington. I'm calling about the apartment on Park Street.
Just been rented.
Hello. I am Chen Ling.
My name is Khalidin Ali.
I'm Tuan Vo.
Hello. My name is Moshe Goldberg. I use a wheelchair.
It's gone.
Not available.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, hello. My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the apartment for rent on Park Street. Is that still available?
Yes, it is.
What is?
Yes.
Really?
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call us. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's the law.
My crop sears.
Listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Right now, we are reviving your airways all the way up until 10 p.m. tonight, man. We have a special guest coming through. We're blessing the Revive airways tonight, man. We're going to be speaking with Afro Soko, man. If you're ready to move your body, definitely give us a call right now, 215-490-9832. Hello, hello, hello. How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing? I'm good. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm excited to be speaking with you guys tonight, man. You guys have a movement. Y'all moving right now.
It's been a long time coming. I know you guys have been trying to set this up for a while, so I'm glad we got to connect.
Yes, definitely, man. Definitely. What have you guys been up to lately? I know you guys just went on, you did the New York, you did the DC, you did the Atlanta. How has it been for you guys so far, 2018?
It's going good. We're growing. The community is growing, and we're currently in California. We're going to do two shows. We're going to do one in the Bay Area in Oakland, and we're going to do one in Los Angeles. It's going to be dope, and then we're going to come right back around, and soon enough, we got to be back in Philly.
No doubt. I cannot wait till you guys come back to Philly. But before we actually get really into the interview, I need you to go ahead and introduce yourself and let the people know who you are and exactly who we're speaking to.
Yeah, so I go by the name of Marga. That's what I'm known by, and I'm the founder of an organization called Afro Soca Love, and I like to think of us more of as a community. So what we try and bring Africa and its diaspora together, and let people know about, you know, cultures they may not feel as culturally a part of, and let them know that we are as well. So we're definitely about bringing people together and bringing together like the African diaspora. That's whether you're African American, whether you're Caribbean, from the Caribbean or the West Indies, and that's if you're from the continent itself, or if you're from North America, South America. It doesn't matter where you're from. We're trying to connect all the diaspora together. So that's what we do through our event.
And that's exactly what you guys do, man. The vibes mm-hmm. that be in the building. If you ever attended a Afro Soca event, man, I need you guys to call in right now, man. Afro Soca, yo, you guys do an amazing job of blending the cultures together. How did you get that mindset that you wanted to blend and make that diaspora?
So I have a background in African studies. I went to Howard University, the illustrious. I learned a lot going to Howard. I also was raised in a lot of countries and cultures myself. I have a West Indian background. I'm from St. Lucia. My father's from Sri Lanka. So I have that mixture of stew in me, and then I have also a background in sociology. So it's all about connecting people. It's always been my life work. So now we just started this whole movement, and it's just been growing and growing because it's been organic. It's been like very natural. It's been something I've been doing my whole life, and now we're just bringing it to everybody, and everybody agrees with it because it feels. So I think that's what's really been helping us as a brand, and that's a little bit about me.
No doubt. And did you actually start your? Did you actually have your first event in DC, or where did you guys first start?
Our first show was in DC. So a little bit more about me. I was a DJ for a long, long, long time, and this was something I always wanted to do. And I noticed like the music was changing. There was a lot of Caribbean artists now, African artists, and they was really collaborating. And I was like, hey, if they're doing it on the big level, a little guy like me should be bold enough to try and build this on a community level. So I thought this was the perfect time for us to jump out and maybe do an event because, you know, I had the musical background too. That's something I'm into. Awesome. But really and truly, to be honest, it's about the community. So we're really trying to bring together people in general, like about the excitement we have at the events, because the events are crazy. I know you know, but we're really trying to bring together people and trying to figure out like how do we really like find commonalities instead of like creating differences between each other, you know. So,
and that's an amazing and the best part about it is the different DJs that you have, you know, speaking by mm-hmm. you know, you're being a DJ and then also on the stage you end up switching DJs, or sometimes the DJs collab and, you know, spin the mm-hmm. different tracks. How does that vibe, you know, catch the wave of the people who's in the audience? Like, how did you come up with those different ideas to help people catch that wave?
Well, it just came from like, you know, what do people want? I think like a lot of people, they come to a show and they kind of know what to expect. So our thing is, and what I'm really like, you know, I love about what we do is we don't really like share what DJ is coming, what artist is coming.
Yeah.
Like we really focus on like the experience. Like you just know this is going to be crazy. You don't necessarily know what to expect. But when you get there, I think the surprise factor we have in the events is what makes people so excited to be there and just excited they're there at the event too. So I think that's really worked out with us. And then, you know, it like you try and embody what you preach. So we're all about love and bringing people together. So when we're on the stage, you know, like a lot of the DJs, a lot of the artists have that same camaraderie. I think that's like foundation for what we try and do. So if the artist is doing it, if the audience is kind of agreeing with it, like it's just a room filled with like, you know, community and good vibes, you know?
definitely. And you guys definitely bring the energy, and you guys create the environment too during the event, because you guys had the glow sticks. You know, you got the things popping out the sky. You got the confetti coming down.
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
And it keeps the people going each and every time, man. Definitely. So let's jump in a little bit into these carnivals that you guys participate in. And could you go ahead and explain to you know, someone who may not know what a carnival is? Could you go ahead and explain that to them?
Yeah, so carnival, like, I was listening into the last interview you guys had, and I think it was dope about financial literacy and stuff like that. So,
I think
she had a lot of deeper stuff to say that was that went beyond just, like, get your money up, you know. And I don't want to give you the face front idea of what carnival is. Carnival was, like, us as slaves rebelling against our you know, what we would consider our masters or our owners. And we use carnival initially as like a form of rebellion. So, like, always remember that, like, this is deeper than just like people kind of like parading on the streets. Like, there's a real concrete cultural element that connects to everybody, because it's a part of our African culture. That, like, you know, it, that's like what carnival is. Like, we literally, like, took what we saw our slave owners doing, and we made a mockery of them. Like, we started parading on the streets, and they thought, oh, they're taking to our culture. But really and truly, we were like getting a hold of our African roots, and at the same time, we was like rebelling against what our masters wanted us to do. So that was the original intent for carnival, and huge epic pageantry. If you would, so to speak. So it's like, you know, people come out in their costumes to like celebrate their beauty. And when you think about that, and when I think about it, I think that's like black love. You know what I mean? Definitely. People of color, beautiful people just going out looking beautiful, parading, showing off who they are and who their culture is. You know, and that's what carnival is to me. Carnival's, I think, different definitions to different people, but that's what I think of when I think of carnival.
Yo, I want to say thank you, because I definitely never went and found out the history of carnival, honestly. When I think of carnival, I just think of one big party, but I never, you know, got the back end or the back history of it. And I appreciate you, you know, dropping that gem for people who did, you know, who may not know and who definitely learned that information today. That's dope.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you guys?
I love the fact that you guys do stuff like this, and you give people platforms to like share this type of information. So it's beautiful.
No doubt. I was just going to ask you, like, do you guys incorporate, you know, the history that you can teach somebody during your different events and things like that? Do you guys have a moment
where you break it down? I wish we could. I just was having a conversation with somebody about that. I think, like, you know, people are in the influence, under the influence. It's like, you can't really, I don't think it's that type of space to get that deep into things. But I would say you have to really come to our show to understand that we're more about love and community than anything else, because, you know, we make sure, like, it's a part of the experience that we always talk about building our community. And I go back to this last interview, she was talking about like investing in the black community and how she puts her dollar into it, certain things, because, you know, it's black owned, it's her people. And I think that's, we always do that. Like, we always talk about community. We always let people know, I understand this is a crazy party, but like, just look at how beautiful it is to see all these beautiful faces all in one place for one reason. And it's like, how do you take that energy and you translate it out to the real world? Because this is only going to last for a few hours. So how do we take this energy and like build back our communities? Because our communities are kind of destroyed, not by our own devices, but by others. So like, that's really our goals. Like, we kind of do a good job of, like, you know, making that fun, if that makes sense.
You do.
So
definitely. And the best part about it too is you guys do a prayer at the end. You know what I'm saying? So you guys still
give a little piece
to that. You guys still do and give a little piece to that, so everyone in there can come together and bring that unity. You know what I mean? So like when you say when you pose that question, how can we bring the same energy that we have inside of the place and take it out? I think that it starts with, you know, what you guys are providing on the stage, and then how you end it, which with the beautiful prayer. You know what I mean? That makes it even more, because now we're connecting the energy, because, you know, you're asking everyone everyone to hold hands or get next to someone. So, definitely, man. I love what
you
guys
we love doing circles in our parties, like big circles, and then the circles just get, they just turn into like mosh pits. I think love is war sometimes. So sometimes we just gotta get, we gotta be fearless when we trying to love each other too. It's not just about like, you know, the whole like, yes, oh, I love each other. Also like how hard you gonna go for somebody you love, you know?
No doubt. Like,
so I love that about our event.
Yes, and you got a call on the line too. So I wanna get to this caller, right? Let's get to this
caller. Oh, sure.
Hey, caller, you're live on Revival. What's your name and where you calling from?
Hello, this is Afia from West Philly. Can you hear me?
We can hear you live.
Hey, Afia.
Hi. Okay, so I just want to say thank you for Afro Soca. I experienced it in D.C., and it was literally the best thing I've experienced in my whole 25 years. So I just want to say thank you. I had an amazing time. I told in the Philadelphia area, in the DMV area, knows about it. I can't wait for the next one. I love your movement. Yeah. I love what you do. Yeah.
No, thank you so much. We're going to be back in April in D.C. on the 14th. Definitely come through. And, like, it's crazy because like a lot of people from Philly come down to our shows, so to hear it from you is just like to call in and go out your way just to let me know, that's crazy, you know.
No,
like,
it was,
I definitely
amazing.
Appreciate it.
It was amazing. Keep up the good work, and I wish you all blessings and good vibes and future endeavors.
No, thank you so much. This is amazing. I'm glad you're spreading the love to me. I need it sometimes.
Yes.
I appreciate your call, man. Definitely, I agree with her, man. It's definitely an enjoyable time. It's definitely an enjoyable time. And where have you guys, where's the furthest place you guys have taken Afro Soca? Like, where's the furthest place you've been?
I'm proud to say the furthest we've taken it is to Africa. So was in Zimbabwe last year. And it was, to be honest, that was, I'll tell you the story, and I'm hoping you don't cut me off because the story is kind of long, but it's really beautiful. Like, I ended up going to Zimbabwe, you know, we did our show there. It was crazy, but I got sick. I got, like, I ate some bad food. Funny enough, it wasn't anything crazy. I was eating, like, a regular burger. I got sick, and I had to go to hospital on the day of our show, and I was also performing as well as organizing the event, and I was sick. I could barely walk. Like, I was tripping, and, like, the people who were hosting me and, like, showing me around, they took me to the hospital. I was literally in the hospital, IVs plugged into me. I was like, this is the worst time to ever feel this way, and I see somebody peeping through, like, where I'm laying down at, and they're peeping through, and they're like, hey, you're the guy who does Afro Soca Love? And I'm like, yeah, why? And he's like, yeah, I got my ticket. I can't wait to go. Like, literally, while I'm on the bed, like, and then I'm finding out, like, people in the hospital are coming to the show. And, like, I kid you not, like, when that happened, like, I literally, like, I mean, clearly the IV fluid helped out too, but I literally, like, got some energy. Yo, this is what it's really about, like, people wanting to, like, be a part of this whole community, and, like, that's the bigger picture to me. And it's just, like, at the show, like, I was still wasn't at my best, but I was definitely, like, yo, this is deeper than just, like, a party. This is really about, like, bringing people together, and it's, like, a responsibility. It's more than just, like, putting together a show. It's, like, we really have to, like, go hard for people because, like, you can see over the phone, my sister, and she just called in telling us how amazing it was. It's, like, all these people really love what we're doing, but the funny thing about what we're doing is we're just showing love.
Facts.
If that makes sense. And it's like, it's so simple how we can change each other just by changing the way we approach each other. You know what I mean? And I've never been in Zimbabwe in my life, but the kind of love people showed me, I felt a way too. I was like, man, I wish people was as open as I am, because people would then find out how open others are. You know what I mean? And, like, how do we really, like, create that community, make our community? Because we really don't need much than what we have. Mm-hmm. I think we have more than enough people, technology, information, access to really be able to build each other up. And I think, like, that was, like, perfect examples of, like, yo, me and, like, our responsibility of uplifting other people to, like, make sure we all good. you know. So it was a crazy experience. Yeah.
So that just shows that you too do have superpowers. You know what I'm saying? You too.
Yeah, yeah. Wakanda forever.
You also got superpowers. That's
It was crazy, man.
And you guys are also doing a little bit more too, because you also have, you know, some clothing that comes under Afro Soca as well.
Yeah, yeah. So we're trying to. I'm glad you mentioned that. So what we're trying to do more than just the party, because it's really about community. So what we do is we host pop up shops. We've also done, like, you know, a lot of community service as well. And we host the pop-up shops, not just for clothes, but really to give our community access to our businesses, if that makes sense. So, like, there's designers, there's, like, different types of businesses, a lot black-owned. In fact, I think all of them have been black-owned, a lot from the Caribbean, a lot from Africa, a lot of African-American business owners, too. And we just have, like, these pop-up shops. And, like, people come out and they support and they love it too. And they come and they buy product from their people. Oh. And that's been a really big thing we've been doing. And recently we did it in D.C. and we're trying to do it in as many places as possible. Give our people access, you know.
That's really dope for the people who cannot actually go there and get it themselves. They can now just pop up and pull up, man. That's awesome. That's, that's a really dope idea. That's how you spread that love, man. That's how you truly spread that love, spread that energy. And I know you said that you guys are going to the Bay Area. You guys have already been in Atlanta, D.C., New York, things like that. But what is that one city, that one place? I know you just talked about a special moment in Zimbabwe. But what is that one special city that, you know, that just consistently gives you that love, that support, that you just like, yo, I love coming here? Go ahead and shout one of them out.
I'm not even trying to be biased, but I would say, like, every city is very different.
Okay.
So, like, there's a different type of love people give, like, and I'm learning personally, and as a group as well, as an organization, like, there, you can't really, like, pinpoint. Because, like, there's the way people, and it's a lot like culture. Like, everyone has their, you know, own unique slang, own unique way of things. Like, in Philly, they say stuff different in D.C. And I use that as the same example of people show love different.
That's a fact.
Like, you know, so, like, I'm learning myself like that, like, I don't even really know, because I haven't really gone out there enough to, like, understand. So, like, as I'm going, I'm liking things more, and, like, I'm appreciating the cities different, if that makes sense, because I'm learning what the cities are really about, and the people and their cultures. And it's really hard for me to tell, like, to keep it concise, like, what is, like, the best, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I'm learning so much as I'm doing this, because there's so much out there I just don't know, opening myself up to. So it's just like, you know, I can't even put, you know, a place, you know, or a thing to it. But there's definitely, like, I'm just, like, so excited to, like, go to new spaces and meet more people and, like, see what their love is about. You know what I mean? Like, and I guess that's kind of, like, my answer. I really don't know, because it's so different, you know. But it's all beautiful in its own way, you know. You got to find beauty in things.
That's a good answer, man. That was definitely a good political answer. You know, so everybody who was going to the city, like, all right, I'm still coming. It's like, no, but how do you keep the energy and the hype high each and every year? Like, how do you guys not reinvent yourself, but how do you guys innovate yourself, I should say, each and every year to keep people coming back? You know what I mean? Because Afro Soca is an ongoing thing. So how do you keep people coming back?
I think the main thing is being authentic. Like, you don't need to do nothing when you're doing yourself.
Facts.
And I think, like, you know, what I talk about and I believe in the message we share. Sometimes you might lose kind of, like, you know, like, things happen, times get hard, like, people say things, people do things, and it makes you want to change the way you look at the world and the way you look at people. But ultimately, you can never change who you are. And ultimately, like, who you are is going to always show, in essence. Like, you know, so, like, I think for us, like, it's remaining authentic to our, like, what we're trying to build, which is, like, really about community and stuff. And, like, when you remain authentic, you make sure you're serving the people you're in community with, you commune with. So, like, that's always going to challenge us to want to make sure, like, we add value to a show, you know, because we want to make sure that people are they feel like we're giving to them.
Facts.
You know, so, like, I think, like, that's, like, the main thing is, like, remaining authentic to ourselves, but also, and in doing that, we're, like, remaining authentic to our cause, which is to community, which, you know, is a service. So you have to reinvent yourself. There's no other way. Like, and I think, like, we're constantly trying to figure it out. Like, how do we make ourselves better? How do we service people more? How do we make people have more fun? And then also, how do we make, you know, bring things together, bring people together and spread, like, it sounds cliche, but really and truly, we're really trying to spread love, like, for real.
It really,
like,
doesn't,
we need,
man,
to see more of that.
It does not sound cliche at all. It sounds like something that everybody needs to hear, honestly. We need to hear more of it, you know what I mean? And it's definitely coming from, you know, our different brothers and sisters, you know what I'm saying? Being able to hear from someone who, you know, has an accent, you know, being able to hear someone who's, like, who has experienced the world, who has been to the motherland and back, and then come back and still, you know, give us that piece of information that we're looking for so that we know is real, you know what I'm saying? Because all the different things that society puts on us each and every day to put us in that box, that stigma, to look at people, you know, who are from, you know, Africa or the Caribbeans in a certain way, but really that's royalty, you know what I'm saying? That's my royal brother, that's my royal sister. So it's,
exactly,
it's great to hear from you. This doesn't sound cliche at all, man. I love it, you know what I'm saying? That's love. And then you just told us, you know, a story about, you know, when you were in Zimbabwe and they showed you nothing but love, you know what I'm saying? And that's really big to know that you can go different places and still get that same love, that same, you know, that same connection. So definitely, man, I appreciate you coming on Revive tonight and showing us love here on Revive Radio, man. Go ahead and give yourself a shout out, how the people can find you, how they can stay locked with you guys, and how they can definitely cop some tickets for the next event.
Okay, sure. So before I even go, like, thank you guys for having me. I, like, really appreciate the platform.
Thank
and
you.
You guys have been, like, adamant on getting, you know, us on the show. So that just shows how much you believe in and support what we do. And, like, if you want to support what we do, check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at AFROSOCALOVE. So that's Afro Soca Love. And then my personal Instagram and information is at MAGASTORIES, so Maga Stories. And, like, if you want to get a ticket to the event or figure out where our tour is headed to this year, just log on to www.afrosocalove.com, and then you'll be able to see absolutely everything. So thank you guys for having me, for sure.
No doubt, man. Thank you for coming through and blessing the airways tonight, man. I wish you many, many blessings in future endeavors. Have a great night.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll talk more. Like, I definitely appreciate you guys listening in. Like, I love what you guys are doing and your energy, too.
No doubt. Thank you, man. Let us know when you come to Philly. We're going to be front row with you.
100%. Funny enough, we're looking into it. So we're going to be there soon.
Definitely, man. Have a good one.
All right. You take care.
That just wraps up another great interview here on Revive Radio, man. Shout out to Harmony the Goddess for being so persistent and making sure we got that interview locked here on Revive, man. I'm really excited about that one. That's somebody I really wanted to, you know, bless the airways one time just to shed light and love on a whole different kind of movement. You know what I mean? It's a whole different kind of environment. You like soca music?
I never really listened to it too much, but I love what I have heard. So, yeah.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Definitely, man. You need to go. If you haven't been, you need to go right now. You definitely need to go check them out. Once again, that is Afro Soca on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And definitely go to their website at AfroSocaLove.com. Man, we're going to go to a quick commercial break here on Revive Radio, man. Right after that, we'll be up with our next guest, Bossed Up, man. Thank you guys for staying tuned. Thank you guys for supporting each and every week. We're reviving your airways all the way up into 1 p.m. today. You already know what time it is.
I am an alternative high school student.
An alternative high school student. An
alternative high school student.
I'm an alternative high school student, but I'm cool.
But I'm not dumb.
but I'm well educated.
But I'm not a dropout.
But I never gave up.
I didn't quit.
But I am ambitious.
I set goals and I reach them.
I face challenges.
I face challenges and I'm motivated to get my diploma.
I faced challenges, stepped up, and became more focused in school.
I re-engaged myself in school.
And I will graduate.
I made mistakes.
I made mistakes.
And I'm correcting them by getting my high school diploma.
But I'm graduating August 2016.
I'm an alternative high school student from West Philly. But we're not like other schools. There's the difference between us and other schools. We come together as a community. We here to make things better, make things brighter for our future and other kids. And I'm just one of them kids that's trying to make it better for y'all as well.
Solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can motivate your audience.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can teach your children.
I can boost your bottom line.
I can add value to your workplace.
I could be a loyal and productive employee.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
If you don't recognize my talents and ability.
If you don't hire me.
If you don't have an open mind and a workplace that's open to everyone.
If you don't realize that America works best when everybody works.
What can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do?
You can remember that it works.
It's what people can do.
It's what people can do that matters.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
I just like the sound.
You know what time it is, man. man. It's me, your girl, POC, man. We are live right now on Revive Radio. Once again, you can listen in two different ways. You can go directly to reviveisalive.com. Once again, reviveisalive.com. Or you can go directly to TuneIn. You can either download the app or just go directly to the website and just search Time for an Awakening, man. We got our next guest coming through, Bossed Up, man. Philadelphia's very own. How you feeling tonight, man? How you feeling tonight, Bossed Up? Y'all live?
How you doing? You can hear me?
We can hear you loud and clear, man. I'm excited to be speaking with you. You're making some big moves, man. Making some big moves.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get out here.
You bossing
How
up?
How y'all doing?
We good. You bossing up?
Yeah, I'm trying to spread the boss up, you know?
Definitely.
I'm trying to get out here.
Go ahead and tell the people who you are and what you do, man, so they know exactly who we're speaking with.
All right, y'all. I'm Brandy Fortune from Philly, as y'all said. You know, I'm at Temple University.
Bless.
My major, I'm painting major. You know, but I recently started the Bossed Up. I want to say the idea really started in about 2015. I kind of just started pushing it, getting more, you know, involved with bringing my art into the fashion. You know, I was really interested in bridging the gap between art and fashion. So that's really what triggered, you know, this whole idea of Bossed Up, you know, but also it's a platform that pushes artists to, you know, chase their passions, you know, to not be afraid, because it's not often that you hear success come from art. You know, they push STEM majors and, you know, that's where it's more secure, they say. So, you know, Bossed Up is just to kind of like, you know, remind artists, You, it's not always a risk, you know. If you put your best foot forward, you work hard, you know, success could come through your passion. Like, you can love what you do.
That's a fact.
You know?
That's
so,
definitely a fact. So,
yeah.
So would you say Bossed Up came from, you know, your Philadelphia roots? Is it something that, you know, with your art and your passion, did you learn it through the city of Philly? Because let's just think about it, right? You know, Philly has murals everywhere, every block, every corner, you know, houses, everything. So, like, would you say your passion came from you, you know, growing up in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I definitely want to say that Philadelphia influenced me. But before I even started getting into fashion, I was really into the art. You know what I mean? Like, it's all over. It's a beautiful city. It's raw. You know what I mean? So I think that's definitely something that I implement, you know, in my work, that rawness. So, yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
You know.
And where did the Bossed Up feeling come from? like, was it one morning you just say, you know, I'm about to boss up on everybody out here? Like, how did you come up with that design and that name?
Right, yeah, Bossed Up. I mean, it was just more so I had to get into the mentality of doing things for yourself. Like, you can't be afraid to, you know, be the first one to do something, or, you know, you can't be always dependent on somebody else, because you can get caught, you can get stuck waiting for other people. So, you know, Bossed Up is just, it's empowerment. You know, you take that first step, you take control, you know. Yeah.
So definitely. And where did that design come from, though? Like, how did you like, you know, because it's definitely unique. It's something that you actually have to, like, pay attention to grab it. But once you grab it, you're like, oh, that's dope right there. Like, how did you come up with that design?
Yeah, originally I had a different, design. And it was, I just felt like I wanted something that would be more unique, because I started to see similar, you know, elements and other people. So I figured, let me just deconstruct this whole word, okay, you know, and make it something new, you know, because I know for sure that it's something that you know, it can function as a symbol. It's also a word, you know, as an image. It's not, when you see it, you know, you kind of draw, you get drawn into it. So, you know, I just wanted to play around with the glance versus gaze, you know what I mean?
Hey, so. I see you. That's the artist touch right there, man, definitely. And the best part about it that really caught my eye is you got that 90s era spin on it, you know what I mean? You got that flavor. Yes. You got that flavor that everybody looking for, you know what I mean? Like, that baggy kind of steel, mm-hmm, slim, tight, cute kind of feel. Like, where did that come from? Mm-hmm. Where did that 90s passion come from?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it was kind of, so first I had this whole all black phase, you know, I would just, anything, I just was, you, I don't know, I just didn't really like color, but recently you know, I started buying sneakers, colorful sneakers, and it was just like, I just got comfortable with being bright, you know, being noticed. So okay. I kind of wanted to push that. I wanted to push that even more. And so I kind of started doing research a little bit, you know, watching videos, you know, movies and stuff like that, you know, from back then. And it kind of really wanted me, it pushed me to investigate that more. So I think I really had fun with this collection here. And like you said, yeah, I definitely wanted to bring the 90s twist on the classic logo. And I feel like, you know, this is one of my favorites thus far. And I can't wait to see, you know, what I can do, you know, in the future.
I'm loving it, definitely. I'm loving it, especially with the jersey feel to it and everything. I'm definitely loving it. And where would you say, like, at right now when it comes to, you know, the Temple family? Would you say the Temple family is showing you much love on campus? Everybody, you know, walking down in the court, like, yo, that's my jacket, that's my shirt, that's my hat. How that feel?
Yeah, I definitely. It's so funny because it's like, dang, like, now it's like, you know, it's like, I know everybody. It's so intimate. Like, you know, I know every piece that I sold to somebody. And like, you know, it's kind of like everything is one of one. So it's like, oh, he had that yellow jersey. You know what I mean? So when I see people with it, it's just like, dang, it's more and more people, you know, that's becoming a part of this family. So it's just like, it's just a reminder of how much, you know, it's growing. So it's definitely a good feeling to feel that love, you know, to see your face, people representing your face, you know, on campus. You know, it's okay. Definitely it's a good feeling, you know.
No doubt.
Feels good.
And by you still being, you know, you say you're a painter, right, and that's your major too, would you say that you actually sit down and you talk to any of your teachers there that can help you, you know what I mean, when it comes to brainstorming and getting different ideas for your next line or your next painting you about to do?
Yeah, definitely. Most of the times I try to find ways to combine my clothing line into my classes, you know. So I made sure to basically, you know, take advantage of all these resources while I'm in school, you know. So any project that I do in some way, shape, or form is going to relate to Bossed Up, you know. And that way I can get those critiques from my professors and also from my peers, like the other students, you know. We have, like, critiques with every project. So, you know, I think that definitely, you know, is an advantage, you know. And this semester I'm actually doing an independent study with one of my professors, and we're working on, because, you know, in school, you know, I'm doing most of the art. I'm definitely sharpening my talents and things like that, but, you know, I wanted to find a way to really sharpen up the business side of things. So we're going to take this semester to work intimately with doing that, you know, solidifying, you know, everything on the business side as well as the arts, you know. So,
I appreciate that professor. I appreciate that teacher, whoever he or she is, man. Shout out to them for definitely pulling that plug for you right there, man. That is an amazing one right there. And then, like, to hear your passion, like, because when you was talking about it and you just wanted to mention it, it was like you got hype, like, oh, yeah, and I'm doing an independent study. Like, that's real love right there. Like, you got a passion for what you're doing, for real, for real. And I see it because you got the opportunity of dropping a painting on Lil Yachty, man. That's a move right there. How was that feeling when you seen him with your painting?
This is not even the first time I tried to get some art to, you know, a celebrity and things like this, but this time it was like I actually seen, you know, saw him hold it. It was like kind of like he was holding my baby. I'm like, because when I started to paint it, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to get this to Lil Yachty. I didn't know, you know, I really was. I mean, I felt like, you know, I got to. I felt because I did the painting, like, literally 2 days before the show. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I can get it to him because I had my job was kind of connected to the event planning. So, you know, that was kind of like a plug there. So I just, you know, talked to them and they was with it. So I'm like, that's clutch, you know. I'm like, you know, can y'all get this to him? I wasn't able to give it to him myself, but, you know, I had all my information on the back and stuff like that. So that was clutch.
That was a smart business move. He gonna know who I am some way, somehow. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's a smart business move right there, man. And also, you just took Boss Up to L.A., man. That was your most recent move. You just took Boss Up to L.A. Go ahead and tell the people a little bit about your experience out there.
Yeah, it was mad love out LA. It was beautiful out there. Even though it wasn't that warm, I was expecting it to be warm. It was kind of the same weather over here, but it was definitely different air. You know, it was beautiful, different vibes and stuff like that. And I really connected with the other artists from all people, you know, not from LA who moved there, you know, and they were starting over and stuff like that. So it was cool to just see, you know, a bunch of different artists doing the same thing as I was doing, you know what I mean? So that was definitely a good vibe.
No doubt. And were you able to get your line in any of the runways or anything like that on some of the runways?
No, for the Raw Artist Show, it was like you either had to go in as a fashion designer or you can go in as an artist. So what I did was I had my art and I also was vending bossed up. So In that way, I was able to show both the art and the bossed up. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Do you think?
But it was a good joint, though. Yeah.
Do you think bossed up is ready for the runway? Do you think Boss Up is ready for that, you know what I'm saying, that spring fashion line that's coming out of Philly? You know, because Fashion Week was just last week here in Philadelphia. So do you think Boss Up is ready to take Philly Fashion Week spring 2018?
I definitely think I'm ready. I just got to get in, you know, I got to get working and talking to the right people and get plugged in with that, you know. I usually have a fashion show at the end of the year. Like last year was my first time doing it. I had a BU2K17, and that was the first time I had ever put together a show where I had other artists as well collab. I had performers, rap, sing, poetry, and then we had the fashion show, and we had other artists who showed their artwork, and I had showed my artwork as well. So I definitely think that that's something that I'm interested in. And Temple's having a fashion show coming up as well that I'm going to be a part of. So
awesome.
I got to get
that?
More information on that.
I was about to say, go ahead and drop that date. We want to know, man. Make sure you guys, you know, hit us up when that information come out, because I'm trying to know. I'm trying to see what you guys doing on that runway, definitely. And you brought up the hashtag, you said BU2K17, but now you guys are pushing the hashtag BU2K18. So I know what that means, you know, it's Boss Up 2018, but like, why are you pushing it as a movement? Why are you trying to start that as a movement? Let the people know why Boss Up is the movement for 2018.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I started the hashtag just so that you can stay up to date by the year. You know, I kind of wanted to find a way to organize things on Instagram for Boss Up through the year. So, you know, I started doing that to make it a little bit easier. But yeah, Bossed Up 2018 is the move, because, you know, everything that you've been planning, it's time to, you know, put it in action. You know, ain't no more waiting around. Everything need to be put, you know, into movement. So, you know, BU2K18, be you, you know, do what you got to get done.
Facts, man. And let the people know how they can find you, Instagram, social media. If you got a website, let them know how they can get in contact with you so they can cop some gear.
All right, yeah, for sure. Follow me on Instagram, boss3_up. That's BOSSED 3_UP. And you can follow me on Twitter at boss3_UP as well. So, yeah, get at me. My website is under construction right now, but as soon as I get that together, it's going to be in a link in my bio. Also, you can follow my art Instagram, BDF2_BDF2_, and soon, you know, I'm working on getting my art and my Bossed Up all onto one page, so I'll be moving everything from BDF to Bossed Up.
No doubt, man. Yeah. That's going to be a huge one for you, man. I appreciate you coming through, blessing the airways, man. I wish you many, many blessings on your future endeavors, and definitely, I'm going to try to see if I can get you to do a live painting for us one time for one of our events.
Definitely. I'll be willing to do that coming through. Yeah.
So I appreciate you, man. I wish you many blessings, definitely, in your future endeavors. And Philly, man, if you're listening right now, Philly, support your own, man. Bossed Up, support your own, man. Definitely. We appreciate you on Revive Radio, man. Have a great week.
Hey, you too. I appreciate you having me. You know, much love. You know, everybody, I hope y'all stay blessed up.
No
Bossed
doubt.
Up, blessed up.
Bossed Up, blessed up. You heard her, man. Make sure you guys go support her right now. Instagram, Bossed_Up. Make sure you guys Boss Up. 2K18, man, is that year. Philly, if you listening right now, support your own, support your own, support your own, man. Stay out the stores and support your own. And you already know, tomorrow, DMV Revive will be in the building, man. Make sure you guys come through. Global Village, man, is going down DMV style. Yo, Harmony, how can I get them imprints tomorrow? It's going down. You ready?
Talking about Bossed Up really quick. I actually experienced them when I went to, they had an art showcase, I believe. Yeah, they had an art showcase in Philly. And I had walked by one of the vending spots, and it was them. When I tell you, like, dope as, you know, like items. Like, had this one 90s, like, oversized kind of yellow jacket. It was just fly. It's like, it was fly. So, much love to them, definitely. But, you can definitely find me on social media at Harmony the Goddess, or either email me, harmonythegoddess@gmail.com. You can also check out Remedy Spa and Wellness, that is on Germantown in Philadelphia. We have different packages, and just, we are creating a space where we can bring ultimate and help people experience an ultimate lifestyle. In the health and wellness and caring about their well-being, because self-care is very important. Self-care is the best care. And we're in our bodies 365 days, 24/7. So it's like, if you're not taking care of your body, how you expect anybody else to do the same? So hit me up. If you got an event coming up, or if you just want a day to yourself to take care of your body, mind, and spirit, at Harmony the Goddess or HarmonyTheGoddess@gmail.com. And remember, just to live in peace, not pieces.
Definitely, man. And tomorrow, thank you for your spill, but I was saying, let them know that you're going to be live in the DMV tomorrow, vending Harmony the Goddess imprint tomorrow in the DMV area. So tell them to pull up, pop out, so they can get these, what? How much is it a minute? How much is a minute? Let the people know, man.
It is $2 a minute for a massage, a chair massage, and trust me, it's definitely worth it. So definitely come through to the Global Village Jam. It's definitely nothing but love in the building, and great vibes and great people. So yes, I will be doing chair massages with the Russell Brand, just like POC said. So shout out and come through and spread love and say hi. If you don't even want to get a massage, just say hi. Give me a hug. I hear that I give the best hugs, so free hugs all night.
No doubt. It's your birthday, man. Everybody about to be giving you a hug. The next time you get back on this airway, you're going to be 1 year older. 1 year wiser. You got to make smarter decisions. So definitely a lot of pressure on you right now, man. But you already know what time it is, man. It's me, your girl, POC. Thank you guys for tuning in this wonderful winning Wednesday here on Revive Radio, man. Shout out to all our guests, man. Afro Soka came through. Bossed Up blessed the airways today, man. Shout out to Tab Money for dropping gems always with Tab Money Habits. Make sure you catch her each and every second and fourth Wednesday of the month here on Revive, man. Make sure you guys tune in. Spread the word. Spread the message. Each and every Wednesday, each and every Sunday here on Time for an Awakening. You can find that link in my bio at Revive_POC, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure you guys follow and subscribe the Revive newsletter right now. Subscribe, and you can do that at reviveisalive.com. And definitely make sure you guys check out our new news stories we put up for you guys each and every week. And definitely check out our new blogs we upload each and every week for you guys as well on reviveisalive.com. I need you guys to go ahead and check that out, man. And once again, we are looking for bloggers, journalists, freelance photographers. We're looking for it all to help come and join the Revive team so we can continue to grow each and every day. And you already know you can keep Revive Alive by donating $1 to reviveisalive.com. Once again, that is reviveisalive.com. And definitely, man, if you are somebody who is trying to expand your own business, expand your music platform, expand your artistry, anything like that, if you're looking for a place to advertise, reviveisalive.com is the place to be. Go to reviveisalive.com and check out our advertising packages right now. Go do that. Click that link in my bio. We'll be back live this Sunday here on Revive Radio, man. Make sure you guys stay tuned. Spread the word. Spread the message. It's me, your girl, POC. Yo, we just had a dope show, man. Thank you guys for listening, and thank you for the callers, man. We need you guys to call in each and every week. 215-490-9832. Once again, that's 215-490-9832. We'll be back next Sunday. This Sunday, I'm tripping. It's Sunday live on Revive with that good Sunday morning talk radio. You know what time it is.